The scriptures reveal several reasons why Jesus came into this world, and each of them describes a blessing for mankind. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is In Search of the Lord's Way. The Lord's coming into the world touches our lives and opens the way for us to know God.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search God's Word for His will. The Bible teaches us the truth that we need to know, and it's the truth that we must know. And that's why we keep studying this marvelous book. Thanks for spending this half hour with us. We'd love to hear that you're watching or listening, and we want to be a part of your life each week. Being with you each week is such a blessing. From the beginning, In Search of the Lord's Way has worked to bring interested people to the Lord Jesus and to His Word, the Bible. God's Word teaches us where we came from, why we're here, and where we're going after we die. The Bible is God's marvelous resource for us. It gives us all the information that we need to know for life and godliness. It brings us to Jesus and teaches us how to live so that we might please Him. Now, of all our blessings, nothing could be more important than having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Someday, this earth and all it possesses will be destroyed. What will matter on that day is your spiritual relationship with God, who loves you and gave His Son Jesus to die for your sins. Jesus Christ is the perfect example of love, of righteousness, of service, and of obedience. Because of Jesus, we can know the truth, and the truth can set us free. John 8, verse 32. Because of Jesus, we have hope and peace and a future. We need Jesus Christ in this generation as much as any generation could. And I cringe when I think of people mocking Jesus or ignoring Him. How foolish to turn down an opportunity to know and follow the Son of God. Jesus came into this world to bless us, and I don't want you to miss out on any good thing that the Lord offers. I want you to have every blessing in Christ. Now, we offer printed copies of our study, free to those who ask. Mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also stream this program on our website at searchtv.org and on YouTube. Larry Owsley will lead the Edmond Church in song. We'll read from John 1:9-13, and then we'll explore how Jesus blesses us.
Thank you.
Our reading today comes from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 9 to 13, and they speak of Jesus coming into the world. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world didn't know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. That's a reading from God's holy word. Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful that you sent your Son into this world that we might be blessed, that we might see the light, that we might receive him and believe in him and obey him. Help us to love you and to love one another. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm deeply grateful that the Lord Jesus came into the world. Our lives would be immeasurably poorer if Jesus hadn't come. We can know so many more things now that the Lord Jesus has come. We can have a close, loving relationship with the Father because of Jesus. We have a living hope beyond the grave because of Jesus. We have a home in heaven forever and ever because of Jesus. And today we're exploring five reasons why Jesus Christ came into the world. These are not the only reasons, but they are vitally important to our spiritual well-being. First, Jesus came into the world so that we might know God. The Bible says in John 1, 17 to 18, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him." Jesus said in John 14, 6 to 7, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Second, Jesus came into the world so that we might know God's will for our lives. John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 says, "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.'" Well, Jesus was first and foremost a teacher. He wanted people not only to know God, but to know the will of God. Jesus held his teaching to be essential to us. In John 6 and verse 63, it says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life." We must know and obey the words of the Lord. John 3, verse 36 says that he who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. You know, some people want Jesus, but they reject what he says. The Lord Jesus said in Luke 9, 26, that whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels. Now, if you say no to the teaching of the Lord, you're saying no to the Lord himself. His teaching matters because it will judge us on the last day. Now, Jesus took special care to deliver the teaching accurately and faithfully. The Lord said in John 12, 48 to 50, that he who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. For I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. And I know that His commandment is eternal life. And therefore the things I speak just as the Father has told me. When the Bible teaches something, you can be sure it's what the Lord Jesus wants us to know. Don't trust your feelings, your assumptions, the teachings of men, or anything but what you can read in your New Testament. The only way that you can know the will of the Father for sure is by looking into the words of Jesus Christ. Third, Jesus came into the world so that we might have a relationship with God. The Bible says in John 1, 11 to 13 that He came to His own, and those who were His own didn't receive Him. But as many as received Him, that is, welcomed Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God wants everyone to come to Him and to be His child, but not everyone wants to do His will. God will forgive anyone's sin who will love and believe in the Lord Jesus, repent of their sins, and be baptized. You see, the gospel is for all, Jew and Gentile, male and female, slave or free, that anyone who loves the Lord and is willing to obey Him can be saved and become a child of God. The Apostle Peter told Cornelius in Acts 10, 34 to 35, I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation, the man who fears Him and does what is right is welcome to Him. Now, people who claim to be close to the Lord but are unwilling to do the will of God, they fool themselves. You can't live in rebellion to the will of God and then expect to have a positive relationship with the Lord. The Lord wants to draw close to you, but if you reject His will, you're rejecting Him. Fourth, Jesus came into the world so that we might be saved. In Matthew 1, 21, an angel of the Lord told Joseph this about Mary. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. In John 1, 29, John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John 3, 16 says, For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten, some say only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, or shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now this passage has so much to say about God's love for us, that the Father loved us enough to sacrifice His Son Jesus on the cross so that we might have forgiveness of sins and become children of God, to me is amazing. God gave up His Son to a crucifixion, the worst and most shameful death a man could endure. He did it because He truly loved us and truly hated what sin has done and would do to us. He gave Jesus as the only way to atone for our sins. The story of Jesus visiting the tax collector is found in Luke chapter 19. When the people grumbled that Jesus had gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner, Jesus said in Luke 19, verses 9 to 10, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Lord Jesus has graced the lives of so many sinners and people who thought they would forever be enslaved to a life for which they were ashamed. The Lord gives us hope that we can change and be freed from the guilt and the hold of sin over our lives. On another occasion, when Jesus was eating with tax collectors and sinners, the Pharisees asked His disciples, "Why is your teacher eating with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, He said, "It's not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means, that I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Matthew 9, verses 11 to 13. Now, Jesus went to those who needed Him most. He was not like the Pharisees who thought they were better than others. He wanted to heal the spiritual diseases of people, and He knew that everyone had a soul. And so He didn't choose which people that He liked and then ignore the rest. He loved everyone and suffered on the cross for every person. Now, many people the Lord predestined or arbitrarily chose, that's what some think, and they thought that they would be saved and wouldn't be lost. But we need to understand this is a false teaching. God didn't arbitrarily choose who would be saved and who would be lost. Now, some believe they can't ever be right with the Lord, no matter what they do. But nothing could be farther from the truth. Jesus loves everybody and died for the sins of every person. Titus 2 and verse 11 says that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men. And those who say Jesus shed His blood only for the elect or the saved contradict the Word of God. The inspired Apostle John wrote to the elect in the church in 1 John 2 and verse 2 that Jesus is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. You see, the Lord's heart is not small. He has a place in His heart for you. The Apostle Paul, who described himself as the chief of sinners, realized that God's grace was greater than his sins. He said in 1 Timothy 1:15 to 16 that it's a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then he said, "Among whom I am foremost of all. Yet for this reason I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate His perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in Him for eternal life." Yes, Jesus came to this earth to die. He was born with a body destined to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Hebrews 10, 4 to 7 says, "For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Consequently, when Christ came into the world, He said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you've taken no pleasure." And then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." Jesus Christ gladly suffered and sacrificed His life so that we might live with Him for eternity. The Lord said in John 10, 17 to 18, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." Jesus Christ gave His body and His life as an act of great personal love for you and me. Fifth, Jesus came into the world to bless us. The Lord Jesus said in John 10, 10, that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. "I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." Now, this promise of God has proven true on so many levels. The Lord Jesus has given us an abundant life here and will provide for us a home in heaven. Ephesians 1, verse 3 reminds us that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. God hears our prayers. God grants forgiveness and peace. God gives us living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. And God gives us His Word. Yes, His Word that will instruct us, guide us, and encourage us each day. Jesus blesses us richly. And I don't want one day apart from the Lord. Spiritual death takes place when a person sins against God. The word death describes a separation. Now, physical death, according to James 2:26, is the separation of the physical body from the spirit. Spiritual death takes place when we sin against God and we separate ourselves from God. Now, Jesus died to bring us back to God. The blood of Jesus atones for our sins, but it also allows us to come back into the grace and favor of God our Father. His blood opens the door for us to live as children of God and to have hope in the hereafter. My friend, don't let a single day pass without the blessing of Jesus Christ in your life. If you have Jesus, you'll be so glad. If you don't have Him, you'll wish that you did. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that Jesus came into this world to bless us so that we might have the hope of eternal life and might have the forgiveness of sins. Help us, Heavenly Father, to love You from a full heart and to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. When I think about Jesus Christ coming into this world, I recall the time my sweet wife Jackie and I visited Israel. We saw much of the nation and especially liked our trip to Banias, which the Bible calls Caesarea Philippi. Jesus asked a heart-searching question in Matthew 16:13-15, a question that we must also ask ourselves. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?'" Who is Jesus to you? How do you regard Him? That may be the most important question you ever answer. Some today say He was only a man, others say He was only a prophet, and still others say He was a great moral teacher. Peter answered Jesus by saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Can you say that too? Is He your Lord? Do you say that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God? If we obey the Lord and commit our lives to Him, we can enjoy His blessings. But if we turn Him down, we'll lose the blessing that He came to give. You can commit your life to Him by loving Him with all your heart, placing your faith in Him as the Christ, turning away from all sin, and committing yourself to live as He wills, and by being baptized into Christ. Now, baptism is the immersion in water of a penitent believer. When you're baptized, God washes away your sins, Acts 22:16. He gives you newness of life, Romans 6, verse 4. And today is the best day for you to commit your life to God. We hope you've been blessed by today's study of God's Word. If you want a free printed copy of this message or would like to find a nearby Church of Christ, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or by email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call the Search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. Now, Search is also on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and then like the programs when you watch them. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry. We're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. We do ask that you show God your love by worshiping at church. Oh, you need a church family. And if you can attend to worship, don't neglect worshiping at church with that assembly. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. And we hope that you'll be watching this program and telling a friend about the program, because it's so important that we reach out and tell people what God says. Well, as always, we say to you and to all of your friends and to those who watch this program, God bless you and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.